When we did tours of Lychgate for visitors, we would often try to draw a mental image of what we humorously like to call the long ago. By long ago, I mean how Lychgate would have looked to Laura during her search for a home back in the mid-1950s, what seems ancient history to some of the younger visitors coming today. Thanks to work by one of the more wonderful supporters of Lychgate named Sarah Wander, her real last name, we have a collection of aerial images of what the area was like beginning in 1941 and moving forward to today. Please take a moment and go through the pictures linked next to this audio. The first three show you how the intersection of High Road and Tennessee Street appeared in August 1955, a time in which Laura was walking the area surrounding the campus, searching for a place to build her dream. As you can see, the corner was empty of storefronts, and the road itself was a dirt and gravel drive. After these pictures is a series of four aerial views of the area around Lychgate. The Great Oak is seen in all the shots, and they are images from 1941, just before Laurel's arrival in 1946, a second one from 1954, the first time Laura found the oak and field, 1983, where some apartment complexes have begun intruding on the area, but the fields and trees still prevailed, and finally in 2015, where the present surrounding community can be seen. As you can see from the two earlier photos, 1941 and 1954, the tree stood alone in an empty field and was easily seen from the roadway. Laura visited the oak during her search for a home undertaken to follow in Thoreau's footsteps. They both explored the world surrounding their home, walking to visit farm and field to see the special nature of the wild and tamed portions of all that lay in their path. Though the outside world has changed drastically with the advancement of shop and home, the oak still stands patiently, enduring, and protective, awaiting your visit.